Sterling. You're listening to The Zero Hour. Rest your eyes. Exercise your imagination. Today, Keith Walker's nasty tale of political chicanery. The tiger cages. Starring Shelley Hood. In the Mutual Broadcasting System presentation of The Zero Hour.
Brought to you by the Ford Motor Company and Lazy Boy Recliners. This is The Zero Hour on Mutual Radio.
This is Hugh Downs with another car buyer's report from Ford. Today, more than ever, what an automobile costs you is important. But what you should know is that the total cost of ownership involves three basic considerations: purchase price, operating economy, and trade-in value. So when you're looking at cars today, use all three in making your comparison. You'll be amply rewarded by what you find. Consider the purchase price of Ford's mid-sized Torino. Ford thinks you'll be surprised when you discover a four-door, eight-cylinder Gran Torino with automatic transmission is sticker priced less than its comparably equipped sales competition. And Torino is even sticker priced less than some compacts comparably equipped with V8s, automatic transmissions, and steel-belted radial fly tires. So compare not only the cars, but the total cost of ownership, purchase price, operating economy, and trade-in value. Everyone says compare. Ford tells you how.
The closer you look, the better we look.
The role of a foreign correspondent is to report the day-to-day problems of another country to his readers. When this job is complicated by official censorship and obstruction, the job becomes dangerous and difficult. You're about to meet Sam Albertson, an investigative reporter of the first rank. Sam's problem is to unravel the lies and half-truths of the official handouts of governments in order to uncover the existence of a concentration camp for political prisoners.
No, Archie, I don't want to leave this wonderful bar.
Come on, Sam, let's go home.
You agree, don't you? Old David Albert, Sam, finest reporter this crummy country ever saw.
Oh, sure, I agree. Now, let's go.
You like my story on the black market? Government deny no black market. Poof. No back market, just black magic.
Sam, the world's had ears.
And a nose and not two eyes. Whee! You right, you are, Sergeant. That's your ball, McIntyre.
All right, come on. Put your arm around my shoulder.
Yep. Gotta file my copy before the embassy issues their rebuttal. It wouldn't look nice for them to do their rebuttal before I could do my copy.
Come on in the Jeep, old friend.
Mr. Albertson?
Who's that? Come out into the light so as I can see.
What do you want, lady?
Is this American correspondent Albertson?
Sure. Who's a lovely thing like you out this late?
I must talk with you. Please, we go somewhere private.
Don't! Both of you! Behind the Jeep!
What is it?
Everybody okay?
Yes.
What was that all about?
I am afraid it was for me, Mr. Albertson. Only I did not think it was so close. I am sorry to put you and the sergeant in danger. I will go.
Whoa, right there, lassie. With that initiation to the club, I think you owe us an explanation.
All right. May we go somewhere and talk?
Sure, but who are you?
My name is Lee Van Nguyen.
Would that be old Trot Van Nguyen's daughter?
Yes.
Well,
we are safe here, Mr. Albertson?
Sure. Belongs to a friend with wire service. He's in Japan for a week.
Here, drinks. Lee, I've always admired your father. He's one of the main hopes for this country.
Thank you, but I think it is no more.
Why?
My father is missing. I think kidnapped by the palace secret police.
No, it can't be. I just spoke with him two nights ago at a reception.
That is why I came to you. My father and many countrymen have great respect for your stories. Also, you are not afraid to speak out when my country or yours is wrong.
Well, you'd better fill me in quick. I'm afraid I'm not long for this country.
I understand. I read your stories on the pacification program. Does not your country get upset?
Oh, just a few of them, honey. Why do you think he's been kidnapped?
He has spoken out for a coalition government.
Coalition government?
It means it includes communists, Archie. Lee, are you sure it was the palace? Couldn't it have been the Liberation Front?
No. They do not like my father, but it is their policy to let him alone. They feel that although he is not a friend, neither is he an enemy.
So the great democracy strikes again. When did it happen?
Last night. A squad broke into our house. Then they took my father.
Have you been to the palace?
No, I was afraid for my own life. If I had been home, I think they would have also taken me. But there is one man, Form Thak Tao.
Sounds like an American game,
Archie.
Oh, sorry?
He is a minor clerk at the palace and an old family friend. He sent a note telling me he had information of my father.
Have you seen him yet?
No. He asked that you be with me.
Can you reach him now?
I will try. There is a phone?
Oh, yes, in the bedroom.
If she gets him. You want to go along, Archie?
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
What is this place, Lee?
It is the old pagoda where the Buddhists made their stand. I do not understand why Fong is not here. The person who took the message said he would come.
Sam, Lee, there's someone behind the columns. You stay put.
I am afraid, Sam.
Shh. Let the old Scottish Indian look around.
Sam, quick. Back here.
Mr. Tao,
can you hear us? What happened?
Mr. Albertson?
Son, we should get him to a hospital. He's been tortured pretty bad.
No, Yan. Hurt your father, great man. Roxanne.
Oh, no. No, please don't die, Mr. Tao.
Sam, Lee. Anybody hurt?
I'm getting very tired of being shot at.
Why would they try to kill us, Sam?
They're not trying to kill us, Lee. They're just trying to frighten me off.
Hi, I'm Jim Backus with news about an exciting sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers today. You may now put a famous Lazy Boy reclining chair into your living room at unbelievable savings. The ultimate in beauty and comfort can be yours in the style of your choice to match your favorite decor. Don't just sit, relax, and recline sumptuously in a Lazy Boy. Your choice of quality colors and fabrics. See your Lazy Boy dealer today.
Do that. Hurry up. He's waiting. Yes, he is.
I want that sinus medicine.
Headache tablets?
No, sinus medicine. Helps the headache and the pressure.
Oh, you mean Sinol.
Exactly.
Exactly right. When sinus flares up with congestion and pain, insist on Sinol tablets. Sinol delivers a full dose of pure aspirin plus a sinus drainer. Sinol helps sinus pain while you drain. Use only as directed.
S-I-N-E-O-F-F.
Sinol.
Exactly.
Sinol. The sinus medicines in the bright red box.
I'd like you to ask yourself a personal question. What do you feel when you meet a handicapped person? Pity? Admiration? Fear? Are you from the school that teaches a stiff upper lip, try harder, fight, don't let anything stand in your way, do it? Do what? Learn a skill? Go to school? Develop confidence, self-respect? Then get turned down by a landlord who doesn't believe you'll pay the rent? By an employer who never hired the handicapped before and who isn't going to risk it now? If we don't believe in the handicapped, then how are they going to believe in themselves? Unless we recognize that they're human beings with feelings, with skills, with a sense of responsibility, then we're adding a handicap that they can't overcome. Let's stop handicapping the handicapped. This public service message brought to you on behalf of the Department of Health, Education, and Welfare and the Advertising Council.
And sexy.
Sam Albertson, you'll scare me to death sneaking up on me like that.
Where's our
In his office, but he won't see you.
How'd you like the best dinner this town has to offer?
The best dinner this city can offer is the one Pan Am serves on their nightly flight home.
Ah, the city of pleasure is getting to you.
No, but I wish you would.
Hey, Louise, call upstairs and have him hold the diplomatic pouch for an insert. Ah, hello, Albertson.
Just the man I want to see.
Nothing doing. You get the handout at 5 as usual.
Denton, I'm doing a story on Roxanne.
Come in. Now, you forget Roxanne.
Oh, that's the sore spot, huh?
Listen, I don't give a darn about your readership. We're fighting a war out here, and I'm sick of your muckraking.
Well, I can't think of a better place to do it.
Listen, Sam, we've got to get along with the palace. You know that. So maybe there's a few things we don't like.
Like the war? Listen, there's a nice little man who got himself all sliced apart last night, so I want some answers. The last thing he said was Roxanne.
I don't know a thing.
It took too long.
You know, you're skating on thin ice with the ambassador.
Sure, but I skate a mean line.
Any more stories like the one on the troops in the Delta, you'll find yourself on the way home.
I've been discredited by better governments, but I'll tell you this. Everything's been done by this administration to cover for the inept and corrupt government of this country. And it's my job to point it out. You want to throw me out, do it. Till then, don't get in the way of the truth. Now, what is Roxanne?
Forget it, Sam. You'll get us all in trouble. Now, wait, wait. Look, sometimes I don't like it any more than you do, Sam.
Roxanne.
All right, talk to Aaron Rosen.
Yeah, okay, but I thought he was spooking it in Cambodia.
That's it, Sam.
Thanks.
McIntyre.
Albertson, what's the password?
Seven.
You got it. And Archie, bring your spook captain along.
Well, how'd you know he was back?
There's a banner at the airport. Tell him I have a friend I want him to meet.
Oh, you mean the Bonnie Lass? You love it?
Check 7 at Duck Kuyen's.
Sam, Sam, over here.
Where's Lee?
I thought she'd come with you.
No, she said she'd meet us here. Funny, it's already after 7.
She'll get here. Oh, Sam.
Aaron Rosen. Captain, thanks for coming.
Try Aaron. What are you drinking, Sam?
Gin that kills anything that lands in it.
Right. Look, Ginny Tom.
Sam, I told Aaron about the other night.
Now, what do you make of it?
I think you're climbing on a limb that'll drop you. Archie says you want to know about Roxanne.
Yep.
You'll have to wipe me as your source.
Understood.
There's a rumor going around among the spooks that the current regime has built themselves a miniature devil's island for political prisoners. Roxanne's an island about 140 miles south, about 60 off the coast.
Far enough away so you can't hear their screams.
That's the jam. Duck gets crazier all the time.
But we love him.
Do you think this Trock Van Noyen is out there?
That's the only thing I can figure. They kidnap him, torture him, and get some sort of confession he's working for the enemy. Makes it easier for them to execute him.
Is that kind of evidence admissible?
In their courts it is. Excuse me, I'm going to give the girl a call. Be right back.
Aaron, when do you go back into camp?
I'm due for a couple of days' rest. But the brass think they've spotted a small bamboo prison camp where the enemy is keeping some of our guys. They get confirmation, we'll try and bring them out.
There, that means us. Good. I'm getting tired of headquarters.
Archie, Aaron, we got troubles. I called Lee. Someone answered the phone, then nothing but silence. Then I thought I heard a scream.
How far's the house?
5 minutes.
Okay, let's go.
You probably know all about Ford pickups. How they work like a truck, ride like a car. How they've got Ford's famous twin I-beam front suspension with front disc brakes standard. And a choice of an economical 6 or 3 V8s. But maybe you didn't know about Ford's new Supercab. Supercab's the only two-door pickup that's roomy enough for a full back seat. I didn't know that. Well, Ford's new Supercab pickup makes a big difference in capacity to carry people or things. You can do most anything with it. Order Supercab with an optional bench seat that's 5.5 feet wide. That's room enough for a family of 6 to ride in sedan-like comfort. And the bench seat folds flat to make a load floor. I didn't know that. Or get 2 facing jump seats, optional. They fold out of the way for cargo. Or order Supercab with no rear seats at all. Then you get a full 44 cubic feet of storage space. I didn't know that either. Ford's new Supercab. It's news even to people who thought they knew all about Ford pickups. See it now at your local Ford dealer.
Leukemia is a disease of the blood-forming organs. It takes the lives of more children than any other disease known to man. It afflicts even more adults than children. At present, there is no cure. However, a great deal of progress has been made in the treatment of leukemia, and many doctors believe that if we can find a cure through research, it could well open the door to the cure for cancer. I'm Shirley Jones, national chairman of a program to raise funds for leukemia research through radio broadcasting. If we can find a cure to this dread disease, we can stop the deaths of 15,000 victims each year and help in the search for the cure to cancer. Today, radio stations across the country are fighting leukemia. Please help. Make your check payable to LSA for Leukemia Society of America and send it to LSA Hollywood 28, California. That's LSA Hollywood 28, California.
Lights upstairs. Give me a boost up. Archie, I'll back. Try and get in. Sam, stand on my shoulders.
Okay. I got hold of the veranda. Aaron, two men inside. They've got Lee stripped and tied to a chair.
Hey, Sam, catch.
A gun. What am I going to do with this?
Use it if you have to. I'm going around front. Create a diversion. It should bring one of them downstairs.
Hang on, Lee.
Freeze.
Easy, Lee. Sammy will get you untied.
Sam, you okay?
Yeah, help me untie Lee.
Sam, thank you. They do terrible things to me.
Yeah, here, put this on. What do they want?
Easy, Sergeant. It's me.
They torture me, Sam. They want to know how much I tell you. Who is Captain?
A friend, Captain Aaron Rosen.
Captain, I heard a grenade.
Yeah, mine. I got one guy. Looks like Sam here completed the job.
Lee, did they say anything about your father?
They were special police. They say he at Roxanne. Very bad place. They torture me to find out how much I tell you. Oh, Sam, I think they will kill my father.
Aaron, how could we get our father out?
It wouldn't be easy.
I didn't ask that.
I know.
Maybe a small raiding party in a chopper.
Aaron, they'll break us all the way back to our recruits.
Us? You thinking of going along?
Always on your team, Captain.
And I'm in. I want to see what they're doing at Roxanne.
I am going too.
You can't.
No, you must understand. It might be possible to bribe my father out.
Yeah. I forgot about the way things are done here.
Aaron, how'd you manage this jolly green giant?
That, my son, is a spook secret. Suffice to say that this is a rescue helicopter and this is a rescue, right?
Captain Aaron, why you do this?
Because, lovely lady, your father has said some fine things that make a lot of sense to this gnarled believer of freedom.
Bravo. The best speech I've heard you make.
Aaron, how are you going to get us down out of the island?
Simple. You just watch. I figure we're about there. You got the money, Miss Lee?
Yes.
Smart, Aaron.
Nothing to it. We're down. Here comes a guard. Remember, stay out of sight until we've gone to parley, then take a look around. Archie, I'll take the pilot with me. You stay with the civilian.
Come on! Don't trespass! You arrest! Come on!
All right, we heard you. Take us to your commander.
You come out! Don't trespass!
Let's go, Shorty. See your captain.
Don't trespass! You come! Don't trespass!
All clear. Come on.
That is terrible.
I know. Sounds like hundreds of people.
Sam, Lee, over this way. Looks like they got the place lit up like Coney Island. Here, climb up this hill.
Oh, Sam, look.
I would not have believed it. It's like something out of Dante.
Yeah. Looks like buried tiger cages.
I feel so helpless.
Hang in there.
That is what's called penal reform.
Down there, look. They've got 10 people jammed into those cages. Can't be more than 5 by 9 feet.
The government is pig.
You want no arrest!
Good. They found you.
What's going on?
Like the lady said, bribery. They got a sweet system here. $2 or $3 for a nobody. For trucks, the whole grand. Lee, give me the money.
You got to somebody.
Yeah.
Trucks being brought by an obliging captain of the guard.
Oh, Father!
Nice, Captain. Remind me to put you up for a promotion.
Shirt tail. As I sit and write this, I know that at any moment a messenger will arrive to inform this reporter that he is persona non grata. In a way, I am unhappy to leave this country. There is still a large and human story to be told about these tough and valiant people who are fighting despite the obstacles for an end to the years of war. But we have accomplished something. The tiger cages of Roxan stand condemned before the world as inhumane. We have brought the whole sordid story to the American people. The tales of atrocities of Roxan are difficult for a civilized society to accept. One prisoner, a 26-year-old social worker, was kept in the pit cages for 60 days. His crime, a mutilated ID card. A woman crammed with 25 others into the pits showed her burn scars to the press. Scars, she said, came when they asked for water and the guards threw lime into the pits. The American embassy here commented today that they are aware of the shortcomings of this country's penal system. Perhaps something has been learned. It remains to be seen. That's 30. Sam Albertson, July 7th, 1970.
To stores.
To school.
Out to the swimming pool.
To the dentist, to the market. We will take our car and park it.
Short trips never give your car a chance to warm up and eliminate engine-damaging deposits. Short trips call for Quaker State Motor Oil. It gives quality protection against these harmful deposits. And now when we need it more than ever, you can find it more places than ever.
Quaker State, your car. To keep it running young.
Hi, this is Jim Backus with a special announcement about an exciting Lazy Boy chair sale taking place at your Lazy Boy dealers now. Lazy Boy reclining chairs of your choice are available at unheard of savings for a limited time only. Treat yourself and your family to a lifetime of comfort and beauty. Once you do, you'll wonder how you ever relax without one. Get America's comfort favorite, a Lazy Boy chair now. See your Lazy Boy dealer today. Run in there. He'll be glad to see you. Yes, he will.
I'm Rod Serling. Close your eyes. Exercise your imagination. And join us again on our next presentation of The Zero Hour.
Tiger Cages is an original radio drama written by Keith Walker. Shelley Berman was heard as Sam Albertson. Featured in the cast were Pat Lee, Alan Bergman, Paul Sorensen, Barney Phillips, and Peggy Weber. Zero Hour, created by J.M. Colas, directed by Don Hills, is produced in Hollywood for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Radio Productions Incorporated. Music is composed and conducted by Stanley D. Hoffman, Rochelle Sherman, associate producer. This has been a presentation of the Mutual Broadcasting System.